Transgender Activists Attack Feminists Holding Event for Women's Rights. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 21, 2023. Male transgender activists allegedly attacked several women who were holding a sidewalk protest for women's rights in Portland, Oregon, on Sunday. Feminist writer Lydia Keith took to social media to reveal that four of us at the ER after being attacked a mob of men. "We are in good spirits and remain undefeated," Keith added. "A mob of Antifa men attacked us, pepper sprayed us in the eyes, punched us, kicked us, and stole our phones. We were attempting to have an event about male violence." Keith, along with the Women's Declaration International, WDI, a group of volunteer women from across the world dedicated to protecting women's sex-based rights, were trying to hold an event in support of women's rights at a public library in Portland. On Monday, Keith also posted photos of the bruises she sustained from the trans attack. "A selection of my bruises from yesterday. I also have a lump on the back of my skull from being punched. In case anyone still had any questions, this is violence against women," Keith wrote. "I didn't realize how blinded I was going to be. And in a lot of pain," one WDI member could be heard explaining in a video posted to X. "We turned the corner and they just started attacking everybody. I was next to Lier, and they blinded her, too. They started hitting her and hitting her. Watch video here." "These brave women kept standing there calmly, and letting these people attack us," she added. "Only one or two passersby tried to help us. And then they started yelling at him. It looked like they were going to fight the guy that was just trying to keep these guys off of us." Meanwhile, the X account for WDI also took to social media, where they posted several videos. One video showed two WDI volunteers with red eyes, suggesting that they had just been pepper sprayed. Watch video here. "The attackers deliberately targeted our phones and cameras," the group said. "This is from immediately after, when some of the women who had been pepper sprayed went into a grocery store to rinse their eyes in the restroom." In another video, a man can be heard shouting, "You're bigots!" at the feminists, as well as, "How is it to know that the Proud Boys are on your side? The Nazis are on your side. Huh? How is that?" Watch video here. In another video, a woman can be heard saying, "They are throwing things at us, they're spraying us with bear mace. We are being attacked," while sirens blare in the background. "Antifa is attacking us," the woman added. Watch video here. "I can't see," a woman is heard repeating in another video, to which another replies, saying, "We need 911, now. I need help. I need help," a woman repeats in the videos. At one point, a male passerby who witnessed the attack can be heard shouting, "Get out, now, get the fuck out. And, stop it. Stop it. Watch video here. Stop it, everybody, stop it. Stop hitting people," a male passerby can be heard shouting in another video, while women scream, "Get the fuck out. Stop it. Stop hitting people." At another point, the Good Samaritan is heard saying, "I don't know who you are either, but I don't like to see violence." WDI explained, "In this clip the woman wearing the camera is knocked to the ground, so the view, while still very unclear, reveals a bit more. Watch video here. You're pathetic, get the fuck out of here." A female Trantifa member can be heard shouting in another video, "Go the fuck home." Then, a male voice can be heard lecturing the feminists, saying, "Stop feeling sorry for yourself. You're not feminists. You're just transphobes. You just want to get trans people killed." Watch video here. On Sunday, WDI's Kara Dansky said in a video posted to social media hours before the event that "We have now been informed by county security that the Multnomah County Library Hollywood branch, where we are scheduled to have our event, has been closed to regular library patrons. Trantifa has broken the glass door and graffitied the exterior of the library. Therefore, the library has made the decision to close to guests," Dansky added. Watch video here. "However, they're very excited to have our event continue. So, we still plan to go forward," Dansky said. Keith concluded the video with a message to what WDI calls Trantifa, saying, "It doesn't really matter how violent you get. We will never stop standing for women and girls." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.